And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love.
I'm Werner Herzog. I'm a filmmaker normally, but I do read. The book I would really recommend now is an obscure book published in 1967, The Peregrine, by J.A. Baker. Somebody about whom we know nothing, literally nothing, in Great Britain when the last peregrines were dying out. Now they have bounced back a little bit. And he observes peregrines, and it's the most incredible book. It has prose of the caliber that we have not seen since Joseph Conrad. And an ecstasy of a delirious sort of love for what he observes, intensity. And the ecstasy of observation is something that you have to have as a filmmaker or somebody who loves literature. Whoever really loves literature, whoever loves movies, should read that book. In a way, it's almost like a transubstantiation, like in religion, where the observer becomes almost the object or the falcon he observes. He writes, for example, the falcon soaring high up and then higher and higher until the falcon is only a dot, and then swooping down, and he writes, and then we swoop down as if he had become a falcon himself. And there's a variety of moments where you can tell he has completely entered into the existence of a falcon. And this is what I do when I make a film. I step outside of myself into, and ecstasis means in Greek to step outside of your own body, a point outside. He steps into the falcon in an ecstasy of observing the world that is unprecedented. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. And it's on my mandatory reading list of my Rogue Film School. They have to read Roman antiquity, Virgil, Georgics, for example, and old Icelandic poetry, and among others, the Warren Commission report on Kennedy's assassination, which is a wonderful piece of literature, wonderful crime story, and incredible in its conclusiveness.
Werner Herzog recommends The Peregrine by J.A. Baker. And you can find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.